Puss in Boots: The Last Wish has been one of the most popular movies in the world so far in 2023, grossing over $340 million since its theatrical release on December 21st, 2022. It's behind only the Avatar sequel as the highest-grossing movie in the U.S. in January, and is generating Oscar buzz for Best Animated Film after receiving a nomination last week. But what exactly makes the sequel and its titular feline so popular? I sat down with Northwestern students to find out.
And I was astonished in so many ways, not only in the animation styles, but I laughed, I cried, I had the time of my life.
Helen Bradshaw, a Medill senior, is one of the students who believes that the movie is worth the hype. She said the movie brought the house down, and that
people typically underestimate animation, which they should not do, but I'm guilty of that, and it was just as robust as any movie in any genre ever. Also, it was about a cat, so that was awesome.
Weinberg senior Cade Kelly agrees about the quality, particularly of the animation.
Okay, wait, commentary on the animation. In the same way that everyone went crazy with Into the Spider-Verse, I feel the same way about this animation. It's something that has not been seen before. It's not just another Shrek movie.
The animation has indeed drawn rave reviews, with Medill first year Ella Barnes saying the quality of the animation, especially with regards to facial expressions, adds to the realism.
You know, a lot is said through, like, the facial expressions of the animation, which is, like, very interesting. It's a very interesting use of the medium, because a lot of times it's just, like, dialogue thrown at you, and, like, the characters don't feel as lifelike.
Yeah.
But there's a lot told through facial expression, which is very similar to live action in a way.
Bradshaw, though, doesn't want to focus solely on the animation quality, saying that many people underestimate the quality of animated movies as storytelling vehicles. Andrew Young, a Weinberg senior, also emphasized that this is a movie for all ages.
Bring the family. Bring your college friends, your high school friends, your lover.
Perhaps the biggest reason this movie is beloved across all demographics is that it grapples with themes of mortality and enjoying life. Death is represented by a wolf. Who is after Puss in Boots because Puss has wasted his previous 8 lives with no regard for what they mean.
It's a lot about the value we place on living and life and the anxiety of facing death. One of the the main villain is literally death, which is it's really cool to see how they put that on the screen. But also, Puss has this anxiety about death that's portrayed, like, immaculately. Like, he has, like, a panic attack.
Aside from the themes of mortality and living life to the fullest, there's plenty of other themes to take away from the movie. A big one is friendship, with Puss teaming up with former rival Kitty Softpaws, as well as a new character named Perito, in order to find a wishing star that will give Puss his lives back. While there is a lot of fairy tale influence, the movie goes beyond the basics. Barnes thought the movie handled its characters of Goldilocks and the Three Bears very well, saying that the film delves into what might have happened after the fairy tale as we know it ended. There's also a Jiminy Cricket-like character that some interviewees said stole the show, but once again, the characters do not merely fit into their fairy tale archetypes. Barnes said the character development struck her as earned, and said she appreciated the movie took a show-don't-tell approach with regards to its characters' motivations. Kelly called the movie a masterpiece, and that seeing the animation in a theater really brings the story to life. Those I interviewed gave the movie high praise. Barnes said the movie is already in her top 5 DreamWorks movies ever, and many others expressed a similar sentiment.
I'm putting this on the Kung Fu Panda tier for me.
I think it's my favorite.
I derived just as much enjoyment from that film as I did any of the Kung Fu Pandas, and that's a high bar.
So, it seems that there is no better way to spend a cold winter's day than curled up inside watching The Legend of Puss in Boots continue. For me personally, this is easily one of the 3 best movies I've seen recently, with the humor and emotion pushing it up a notch. The animation is some of the best I've ever seen, with the fight scenes alone worthy of award consideration. I give it 1.8 out of 2 boots, and I would highly recommend seeing it if you can. Just remember,
the legend will never die!
For WNUR News, I'm Brendan Prizman.